chatting with San Francisco running back Marcus Lattimore with EAS Sports Nutrition.
Yes, sir.
Marcus, how did you get involved with EAS?
EAS, right after I declared for the draft, I went down to Pensacola.
Okay.
And that's how I was introduced to EAS. Never knew too much about sports nutrition in the beginning, but I started taking it after my workouts, the recovery shake, the Myoplex bars. I would eat that during the day, and I just started telling the difference. And I knew nutrition was important. I knew my diet was important for me to recover from what I had, because it was a big injury, and I wanted to do everything right. And I could just tell the difference in my injury. I was more energized during my workouts. And 15 months later, I'm still with him.
You're still with him?
Yes, sir.
In the NFL, and the injury, a devastating knee injury, and the fortitude to come back from that. Where does that come from? Because a lot of people said, this guy's never going to get a chance, like Willis McGahee, if you remember when he tore his knee up against Ohio State, said he's never going to play. He
never
did. Was that kind of the motivation, seeing what he did, and he was able to come back, and so you figured you could do it?
Exactly. You know, he had a very, very similar injury to what I had, and talking to him, getting advice from him, and seeing his career 11 years later, I mean, it gives me a lot of motivation. Of course, my family, my friends, my teammates, and it all comes from within. It's all heart. And your mind is connected to your whole body. So if you think positive things gonna happen, and my knee's good, I'm ready to roll. Let's get it.
Are we gonna see you back in a uniform on the field playing this year?
Without question. I'm excited about it. Excited for workouts coming up in late April, and then the season gets rolling around July. Preseason games, get out there and get hit a little bit. I'm excited, man. It's been too long.
What did it mean to you that a team like San Francisco was willing to take a chance on you? They're one of the four best teams in the National Football League.
Right. I'm very grateful for that. I was fortunate enough to get drafted. After that, tell you the truth, I didn't know what was going to happen. I was thinking 6th, 7th, undrafted, but I got drafted in the 4th round, and they believed in me enough, and I'm going to make sure they made the right pick.
I don't want to say anything negative about Frank Gore, but he's getting up there in years.
Right.
You're the young guy coming in, so if you come back, you were one of the premier running backs in college football before you got hurt. Do you think that you'll be able to be back at that same level when you were one of the top running backs in college?
Well, I'm not going to step on the field if I don't think I'm at that level. So, I feel like I'm almost there. I feel like my speed is back.
Okay.
My quickness coming back. I'm getting stronger. But, Frank Gore is an animal. He's a beast. And he's taught me so much over this past year.
Right.
And, I want to see him go out on top if he does go out. But, we're working for that Super Bowl.
As far as the physical side versus the mental side coming back from an injury like this, how do you know mentally that physically you don't have to worry about it anymore?
Just like you said, the only way you're going to know is when you don't think about it. When you go out there and you make those cuts and you run those routes and you don't think about it. And, that takes a while. That takes repetition. And I know that time is coming very soon, because less and less every day, I feel myself, okay, my knee is stable. My knee is good. Everything is fine. I just got to go out there and do it. It might not feel that way, but you got to go out there and do it and play. And, I'm fortunate, man. I'm fortunate to be in this situation.
For you, is it getting that first hit, making that first plant and cut it? Once you get over that, is it going to just be like playing football once again from when you were a little kid?
It's all back to having fun.
Yeah.
And that's what Coach Harbaugh does a good job of. He puts you in the mind of when you were a kid. And it's all about having fun, man. And that's why I play this game. The moment I stop having fun with it, I'll quit.
Well, congratulations on the comeback. Continued success to you. We look forward to seeing you on the football field this year.
I appreciate that, man.